Now, verse 15, the last verse, is an amazing verse. Behold, upon the mountains, the feet of him that bringeth good tidings and publisheth peace. O Judah, keep thy solemn feasts, perform thy vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee. He is utterly cut off. Now, God is saying here through Nahum, he said to these people, don't leave me. Don't withdraw from the Mosaic system. Don't give it up, for the very simple reason that I intend to destroy your enemy, and I'm going to send to you the Messiah, and he'll bring tidings of good joy. Now, this is quoted here by Nahum referring to Assyria. Now, you'll find that Isaiah used actually the same expression. You go over to Isaiah 52:7, and it's amplified there, and I'm reading now, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Now, that is spoken of in reference to Babylon. God says, I'll destroy Babylon. And Isaiah's writing to the southern kingdom. Nahum, writing to the northern kingdom, says the same thing. And then notice what Paul does in Romans. He takes this quotation. I really think Nahum was the first to use it, and he referred to Assyria, and Isaiah referred to Babylon. And notice what Paul says in Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 13, and I'm reading now this section. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Now, actually, this is quoted from Isaiah, and Paul is making a different application of it. But you must remember, this is the section that refers to Israel. This is the dispensational section of Romans, that God's not through with the nation Israel, and that for the future there will come the good tidings of great joy. Now, it has worldwide application. It has application for today, and that's what Paul is doing it, using it in that connection, that now good tidings, and that's the message that we're giving out today, the message of the gospel of Christ, and that's to go out to the ends of the earth, and it applies in the future to the nation Israel. This is a marvelous way that the Spirit of God uses the Scripture. And next time, we're going to see another way that Nahum shows us, and you'll get the best system of the interpretation of the Word of God. That is, you get a course in hermeneutics when you read the little book of Nahum. He'll tell you how to interpret the Word of God. And we've already had two here today. You take it literally, whether you understand it or not. There is an explanation for it. The trouble's not with the Word of God, the trouble's with us. And then we can understand that God made application of this Scripture to one nation at one time, to another nation at another time, and now it has a worldwide application today.